B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Thursdays. We inch closer to week three of the NFL and Eagles Lions. It's Jason Mertitus, Anthony Gargano, and I walk in. And I, you know, I always like to kind of gauge how we all feel. Because how we feel sometimes is an indicator of the audience and how we all feel as Eagle fans, right? You know, one of us, and I'm talking about Jason and the Chunis, and myself, usually taps into how we all feel. We usually, you know, the three of us can be kind of an indicator of the three different feelings of Eagles fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk by you and I get a strange sensation.
Sensation?
Right? Yes,
that's
sensation.
Rare.
Like I walk by you and like you don't realize, people don't understand that they give off a vibe.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like a scent.
Like electromagnetic vibes?
Yes, people give off vibes all the time. And they're almost like a scent. Like a dog can pick up on the scent, all right? And so I walk by you and I smelled it. And it wasn't your bad food. I smelled it. It was fear.
Oh.
I smelled fear on you.
You didn't smell my Dove soap? The smell of fear. I love the smell of fear in the morning. It's like napalm.
Wait.
Oh,
I never do this, Andrew, because I don't do the drops.
You're there fumbling with the screen.
Do me a favor, and Andrew, get the you skeeve me drop.
Skeeve me. There you go, little Mikey Miss.
I'll keep it aside. So I smelled trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
I smelled something that you usually are a confident man.
Yeah.
But
resolute.
Yes. And like it's funny. You are. You're a resolute individual.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be stone wrong, but you are resolute about your wrongness.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
I try and remain even keeled, too.
Right.
You know, and understand that.
But I smelled something different with you today.
I feel a little weird.
You're afraid of what this football season can turn into.
Yeah, it's weird, Ant. Like, you know where this started for me? Like, all through yesterday's show, and we had conspiracy theories, like we were on an episode of The X-Files yesterday, right? Canceling practice, walkthrough, Wentz availability, not available, going to be available. Then I see this injury report that the Eagles put out last night. It says Wednesday injury report. The Eagles held a walkthrough. Today's injury report is an estimation. And it lists all these guys.
An estimation.
I'm sure we're doing estimated injury reports.
Yeah, I actually love that.
And I'm going, and I know, like, I heard Tim this morning and Tim McManus, and I heard him with Mike yesterday and saying, you know, they didn't cancel practice because they didn't want, because Carson's too banged up or they didn't want to divulge or. And then you see that the Packers did the same thing, and you see that the Colts did the same thing under Frank Reich or Indy or whoever. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, that all makes sense. But when I see this, today's injury report is an estimation. I'm going, is there something bigger at play here? And you know what it's like in Philadelphia, Ant? Our brain go, especially when it comes to injuries between the Sixers and the Eagles last couple of years, like we go, like, what's in the water down there?
Oh, my God.
It's Friars, crazy.
Lower body injury.
Yeah, guys, you just go, like, what's happening? And does this happen other places? Yeah, injuries happen everywhere. And look at New Orleans. They're going to go with a two-quarterback system this week. And guys get hurt. And Ben Roethlisberger's out for the year. But it seems like, I mean, like, the bizarre nature of injuries in this town. And it, like, has me shaken here where, and I try and remain even keeled and you know, go the ebb and flow of a long season. But I'm sitting here like trying to fight off this pervading thought in my head that A, this team is not as good as we thought it was, and B, that this season could get derailed pretty quickly. B, because of these injuries. Like, I love these guys. And Tim brought it up, and Tim made a great point. They're the second oldest team in the league. It's one of the things I brought up about Jason Peters, and I know he's not injured, not yet, and Darren Sproles, and relying on guys.
But you're not
up
really
there.
Relying on,
Peters you are, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to just dial it back a notch a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight it off and just be calm, cool, and collected about this.
There's two guys you really need to worry about.
Listen, Carson.
Of all the there's important players here and there, and, you know, without a doubt, you don't lose anybody.
Yeah.
We saw, you know, the Malik Jackson and Timmy Jernigan. I mean, that really makes the front really you worry about.
Yeah.
There's three players you really need to worry about.
Okay, list them for me.
And you could just look at those three, and as long as they don't lose one of those three for a prolonged period of time, they're in.
Okay.
And it's Carson, and it's DeSean Jackson, and it's Fletcher Cox.
Okay.
Because of
you're not helping me, by the way, with
because
that.
The positions in which they play. No, but, you know,
the
it is
importance
what it is.
Of like, what they do, yeah.
As long as DeSean doesn't blow a tire, you know, and you get him to play. I assumed he would play 10 games. I think I even said it.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to play 10 games.
Yep.
And there will be 10 electric games, and even for the playoffs. And Fletcher Cox, because, listen, you don't lose him at all, but it's even more paramount with Jernigan and Jackson on the mend.
Yeah.
So you can't lose Fletcher Cox for any kind of length of time. But those are the three guys. Anybody else, like, you don't want to miss Alshon Jeffrey, and you don't want to miss, you know,
Corey Clemon or whatever. You know, yeah.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah.
But
you can overcome it.
Those three guys, you cannot at all. You can't afford, because you will lose without those three guys. DeSean Jackson provides something that no other receiver in this whole group can.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Stretch
even Alshon.
Field.
I love Alshon. But the how defense he DeSean Jackson play it changes the way teams play you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. So to me, it's no brainer. I'm not playing him Sunday, and I'm not playing him Thursday. I'm going to hope to go 1-1. That's the bottom line.
You'll take the prolonged time.
I got
off
no problem. 2-2. Let me get healthy,
mm-hmm.
and you know I can overcome a 2-2 start, and I'm not worried about it. And even, you know, again, because it's about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Would I like a 1 or a 2 seed for sure, but what really matters is you got to be healthy and churning when you get into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, here's again. Look, I hear what you're saying. I agree on those three players. So let's attack them individually. Fletcher Cox is coming off that surgery in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean,
and doesn't
like
look like Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, he's still. Yeah, but look, here's a couple things too. One, yes, he's coming off the injury. So there's some of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no preseason. There's some of that.
Yep.
There's the fact that he's got to play so many more snaps,
mm-hmm.
and he's not in the best of shape, like, because of the preseason.
He's got to play himself into shape.
So, right. And so, you know, I'm not expecting Fletch to look like, you know, Aaron Donald or himself right now. I'm expecting him to just kind of play his way in there. And, you know, but he at just 60% is better than anybody you got.
Oh, no doubt about it, especially considering those injuries to Malik Jackson and Tim Jernigan. So that's a worry for me, that he comes in not 100% and not having gone through the offseason program. And can he get back to being even 85% of Fletcher Cox? So I don't know about that. Okay, so DeSean Jackson, what I know is he's a 32-year-old player. And guys with tremendous athleticism and speed and those kind of things, soft tissue injuries happen. They happen more when you get older. They just do.
Yeah, but again, if you went into the season saying, like we talked about, he's probably going to play 10 games.
Yeah, but we're already a week two and he missed a game, basically.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
And the way this staff has handled injuries doesn't exactly breed confidence for me.
Yeah, it's not a debilitating injury right now, and as mm-hmm. long as it doesn't become one, it's the only thing you worry about.
But that's the thing. Darren Sproles didn't have a debilitating injury last year. We didn't see him the rest of the year.
Yeah,
same thing with Matt Collins. We had to go to the Philippines to find his groin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's the culmination of all these things.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm not poo-pooing it.
Yeah.
I maybe I'm a little bit overly optimistic on the injury front,
mm-hmm.
but I can't. Like, to me, they They almost won last week. Well, first of all, let's just say they should not have won last week. All right? With all the circumstances that happened, they shouldn't have won. No. Matt Ryan keeps in the game with those picks. Mm-hmm. And Jim Schwartz by proxy because he forced him into those picks.
Yeah, he brought pressure.
All right? So they should have been. Yet, what troubles me, I'm not at all upset over the loss. However, they could have overcame it all had Nelson Aguilar caught the friggin' ball.
Yeah.
Had he just caught the ball that was in his hands. It's not like, you know, you're looking at a Hail Mary miracle. That was a touchdown that was dropped in his hands.
Yeah, it wasn't overthrown. It was a perfect throw.
So
you can't miss that opportunity because you need a buffer now.
No, you know how I feel about the dude. I mean, he's not a clutch player.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy. He's not a really, you know, you can quote me all the stats. Oh, among slot receivers, this X, Y, and Z. He's not the slot guy you need because you got to have a guy that sits down in space and is a hands guy. All those little dudes, right? The slot little guys.
Mm-hmm. Wes Welker.
The New England's made a, I mean, that's their offense.
Yeah, cottage industry out of those guys.
You know, their offense, which is working the seams, is in New England.
Better than you've ever seen.
That's what they do, but they catch the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they catch everything.
Yep. Vacuum guys.
And he's not a guy that catches everything. He's got with suspect hands.
Yeah.
Like, he's got some things he does well, but, you know, he's a guy with suspect hands, and that's a killer. Regardless, he catches the ball, they win the game.
Yeah.
Like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So, even with Darby playing as horrible as he did.
And Sayamalu.
Even with Sayamalu playing as horrible as he did. They win the game.
Yeah.
I admire how hard they played. I think those guys played their hearts out.
So you come out more encouraged than discouraged. And I was discouraged. I was the same way. But the thing is like, I see the Deshaun injury now as an abdominal injury. And that freaks me out. Like, an abdominal core injury is one of those ones that freaks me out. And then the other one is Carson Wentz. And, I'm really disappointed in the offensive line because he got the snot beat out of him last week. He did.
But hold on, though.
But
quarterbacks in this league are going to get hit.
Yeah, but he can't get hit at that rate. And they don't have injuries. They don't got, the offensive line doesn't have an alibi other than Sayamalu sucks.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm shaking a little here.
But through the course of the game, you're going to take a couple big shots.
Sure, I mean, absolutely.
You know, that's playing that position.
Yep, no doubt about it. 610-632-0975. I'm shaking. I'm not distraught.
No,
I'm fighting it off.
I used trepidation.
Yeah,
I think that's
it's a great word. It's exactly where I am, Anthony. It's the Midday Show. 610-632-0975. I got to tell you
I'm still aggravated over Aguilar.
We got to exercise
that. I'm aggravated.
Yeah, we got to get you a priest. Get Father Amorte over here. Padre Amorte. Let me tell you the financing your credit card balances, it can lower your interest rate. And what does that do? Well, it saves you cash, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. That's the great news. And right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.9% or 5.95% APR with auto pay. Now, that means you could save thousands of dollars in interest and get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And how about this? You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now, Lightstream, they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And I agree. And that's exactly what they deliver. And just for the listeners of this show, you apply now to get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to Lightstream.com/fanatic. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/fanatic. It's subject to credit approval, and the rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. So terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So visit Lightstream.com/fanatic for more information.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Seven, five, the Fanatic.
Halftime Hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hello.
Don't be nervous. Too early to be nervous.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
It's too early.
I'm not, like, sounding the alarm and going, like, crazy, but I'm just, like, I'm fighting off the urge to go, uh-oh, a little early here.
Listen, I'm not telling you, you know, that it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I get it. I'm concerned, too. Like, here's the real concern. Short-term concern is, you know, stacking W's, right? And you got a team in the Lions that you should beat. They're not a good team.
No.
They're not coached well.
You got them at home.
They're not a good offense.
Yeah.
They have, you know, like two decent skill guys, but that's it. They have scored 40 points in two games. They're not good.
Yeah, they tied Arizona 27 and they scored a whopping 13 last week. Against the Chargers.
They're not a good team.
No, I get it.
So, but here's the point.
Yeah.
The point is, you got to win. Now, can you win in the state of being so banged up? You know, forget about, you know, you're going to have to go deep with your skill guys. I'll be honest with you, I'd be looking for a receiver. I would be looking for a receiver.
I'm okay for now. I got to see what happens this week because I got to see what those guys are like once they have a week of preparation together.
I don't care about their preparation. Mm-hmm. I would be looking for a receiver.
Yeah.
I am definitely, my biggest fear is Deshaun, right?
You want a speed guy.
So I'm looking for an outside guy.
Okay.
I need a guy, by the way, a guy who can play any position, but really an outside guy. Because I don't believe in Mac Hollins. I don't think Mac Hollins is any good.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I need a guy. Now, he can play special teams, so that's a big deal. That's why
he made the team.
That's why he's here.
Yeah.
But my fear is something happens to Deshaun, and, you know, you're left with, you know, Arcega Whiteside and Alshon, two, you know, of the same guy on opposite ends.
Yeah, it's redundant.
Yeah, I need some insurance at receiver, because here the bottom line is you're going to win. Besides Jalen Ramsey, that's foregone. We all love Jalen Ramsey. We all want him, no matter what. That all said, this is a team that's going to win with its offense, and your backs are good. They're not great.
See, that's the other thing I was going to get to. I don't feel nearly as good about this backfield as I did before for two reasons. Miles Sanders looks like he needs some learning at the NFL level. In college, he could bounce it to the outside and use his speed. At the NFL, that's not going to work for him. And he's got to realize to take what's being given to him, hit the hole, and take the 4 yards, as opposed to trying to go 11 yards on the outside and getting none.
Yeah.
And Jordan Howard, while I like him a lot, I don't know that they like him a lot. And I don't know that the usage will be correct. And then I look at the usage of the running backs in total through the first 2 weeks. Sproles as the feature in week one out of nowhere. And then out of nowhere in week two, he didn't have one rush. So I don't know if they know what the hell they're doing with the backfield. You know what I mean? So like this running back room, which I thought was great, I don't know where they are all of a sudden. I'm like twisted and knots here.
I got a question, and it's great that Tim McManus,
the embedded man,
just walked by. He was doing his podcast. I love T-Mac, right? He just walked by. So he's a great football guy. I like, we you know, Jason and I talk to T-Mac on Fridays, and I enjoy the conversation because it's a football guy conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right? And Tim's level-headed.
He's very level-headed. Yeah. No, I appreciate
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'm not.
We have polar opposite personalities. However, we see things usually similarly.
Mm-hmm.
So, T-Mac, it's way in here. And Tunis, I'm not forgetting you, Tunis. All right?
I am.
Do the Eagles need to revamp their entire running plan? All right? Which is less zone or no zone read, very little bit of those. Those shotgun runs, those zone read runs, and do they need to revamp it? And even the RPOs, like, I understand it's used to freeze the crashing end. I mean, that's what it's there for. However, I don't think it's effective with Carson. I just don't see it. It might have worked in rhythm with Nick Foles. I don't like it with Carson.
Not really.
And I think they need to change their running game. Is that too drastic, T-Mac?
You know, the RPO stuff seems more like a Nick Foles thing than a Carson Wentz thing. I definitely agree with you there. I don't know that you need to revamp the entire run attack, though. I think that, you know, it just needs better execution for me. And also, I think that there's a learning curve that's going on with Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
Where there was some, you know, there were some holes that he could have taken advantage of, and he tried to bounce it out and go a little bit east-west instead of north-south.
And that ain't happening at the NFL level. He could outrun guys at college.
Yeah. And he even said, we were talking to him at his locker room yesterday, he's like, even in college, you couldn't really do that. And he just acknowledged that, you know, that was something where he has to plant his foot and go, you know, just has to take it north-south. And that's something, like, I've seen, you know, kind of panic over this guy. Like, why is he in there, and why are you guys so high on him? It's like, relax. It's, you know, he had a good opener, then he goes on the road. There's going to be some bumps there. But I think that Miles Sanders is going to be heard from in a nice way by the time that this season is said and done, and that you stick with the kid. You know, you don't abandon ship now. And I don't think that you need to overhaul everything that you're doing.
I'm not talking about personnel.
Yeah, I know. You're talking more scheme.
Philosophical.
I hate that run. The running back does not get the you talk to backs all the time. They like when the quarterback's on the center. They like that look. They can feel the look. You get a head start. You're moving forward. When you're standing still, it's hard for a back to be able to really kind of get that forward momentum and the eyesight. It takes a special back to be able to do that.
No, I think it's a valid point.
It's not Jordan Howard, by the way. He can't do that.
Yeah, and I don't know that they're going. I mean, you can make tweaks without, you know, necessarily doing things completely differently. And so maybe they have to look at some of that. But I also think that while they're going to be without, you know, DeSean Jackson for the next 2 weeks, you're probably not going to have Alshon Jeffrey in this game. You know, Dallas Goedert is another piece to this whole thing that we need to address a little bit more, because
blocking element.
Yeah. Well, he's turned into a real nice blocker, and that calf injury is the same injury they had in the summer. And when we talked to him at his locker stall in the summer, he said that it was a lingering injury from previously.
Yeah.
So we're talking about something that hasn't gone away over a decent amount of time here with Goddard. And you're going to have to rearrange things, you know, to your point, Anthony, to an extent, if he's not in the lineup. And without those playmakers in the lineup, you know, this is going to have to turn at least a little bit more in the short term into more of a ground-based attack, don't you think?
Yeah, but the other thing, is the scripted plays in the beginning of games seem to lean more heavily on the run, too. And the success rate there with the scripted plays and the first, they haven't scored a first quarter point.
I know.
I mean, that's a huge issue.
Dude, here's what we discovered the other day, right? When you look at the draft, because during the press conference, Doug says, well, what do you mean? You know, we scored 7 times on first drives last year. And the year before, we did 8. We scored 8, right? So when you go back and look at the 7 times last year, Carson scored engineered points on his first drive 3 times. Nick Foles, 4 times, including 2 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
So Wentz was 3 for 11, and Foles was 2 for 5, and then the 2 playoff games.
I think to
4 for 7.
Yeah, but to both of your points there, you know, there is a statistical thing about them running the ball more. You know, Ruben Frank unearthed that of where they have been leaning on the ground game more in the first quarter, and it's taken a while until they're getting into more of their aerial assault. And is that holding them back to a certain extent? That's one thing that they can look at. And to the scripted plays part, you know, that's a working theory of mine, where it seems to me that Wentz likes to go out there and ball, you know, where he, you know, if he's overthinking, he's not the full-on Carson Wentz, where he has, like, some power in his hands. He's got the freedom to operate, and that's when he's at his most effective. And so I just wonder if scripted plays are not the right thing for him.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Great point.
Listen, every coach scripts their plays, right? So every coach comes out with a game plan. And you can... I just think it needs to be a better script. I think Frank Reich really helped him come up with a game plan, devise a game. Devising a game plan is an art, right? It's an art. Trust me on this. I sat during the week with Andy Reid. Andy was great at coming up with a game. You can say about it, his in-game adjustments and going to the run, but when it came...
He was good in the beginning, just wasn't great at the
end.
When
it come to his game scripts, Andy was a... I'll never forget what he used to... He would all... It was his favorite thing because he loved to spend all night watching tape and coming up with his game plan. I remember him on that the onside kick with the pickle juice. So you guys remember that game? The lure, the onside kick
yeah.
when they started off? He saw the gunner was cheating and he saw it. So, like, that's the kind of mind he is. Doug's not that guy.
Well, it doesn't reflect well on coaching when they continue to come out and not be effective offensively. I mean, that goes back directly to coaching because you are spending the entire week looking about, like, well, here's how we're going to attack. And it seems like it takes at least a quarter for them to understand what's coming at them and then making adjustments. So Peterson is showing to be excellent as an adjustment coach in game. And I don't think that was necessarily a strength of Reed's, right? I mean, he was more.
Well, I just said it. Yeah. I mean, I just said that he was, you can say what you want about his in game adjustments, but his game plan. And I think
and Doug. Peterson might be a little bit of the opposite.
I think he's terrific at it. I also think Doug. Doug's best attribute, Doug is a great coach because he's a great leader. He's got an honest feel about him. Players buy him. He wore a uniform. He relates. His relatability.
And he takes input.
Is awesome. He does.
Yeah.
And think about this. You talk about in-game adjustments. How often? Now, again, I think Doug is so malleable that he allows Carson a certain freedom. And if you look at how the games go, you know, go back to week one. Kill, 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 touchdown. Right? Like, so he's trusting Carson to be able to get out of certain plays, get out of certain looks, and he's, you know, he's looking to, he trusts implicitly Carson.
But I think a lot of times, and I talked to Peterson about this last week, was, you know, when do you go to these packages where he's got multiple plays that he can go to? And he said when we get an up-tempo, usually, or when the offense is sputtering.
Ding, up-tempo.
Right. So maybe, you know, go to those earlier.
Like on an opening drive.
Yeah, and maybe you're going to find some more success. I don't think that there's this, like, exact recipe. I'm not suggesting that's an easy fix, but it's their job to do it. They have the personnel to do it, and they have to cater it to the specific quarterback and what he thrives on, and it seems like once you get into the mix of things and he does have that kind of freedom, then he's a better quarterback. So maybe just let him go right from the shoot.
Yeah, and again...
Yeah, it should be night at the improv.
Well, no, you don't need to go that far.
You know what I mean?
Well, you don't need to go that far. The point is that you need to game plan better for Carson. I think he understands how to game plan with Nick Foles. He's got to get a better feel of game planning with Carson. Yeah. I just think that because so what you want, Reich, that 2 years ago, they were different. They were different.
Clearly.
And I thought I had to play. The other thing is, back to the run game. I'm not saying you need to revamp the whole thing completely. But the run styles, you also need to run plays for the back that you have. I go back to DeMarco Murray. And I never forget, what was DeMarco Murray's strength as a running back? What was the one play that you know that the Cowboys ran all the time that was his strength?
What was it?
Stretch play.
Right.
Right? What did Chip Kelly never do because that wasn't his offense?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a total trend.
Because he couldn't run. He couldn't run out of shotgun. He's a guy who needed, he needed the quarterback under center. There's certain, Jordan Howard is kind of that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's DeMarco Murray, but he's that guy. He needs to get better sight lines. He needs to have the quarterback under center.
There's a rhythm to it.
He has to have a forward momentum to maximize his talent.
I got you.
You on board?
I think some tweaks are in order.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A few tweaks.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yep.
I'm nervous,
right,
Timmy.
T-Mac's
I'm
like,
nervous.
Right, so. Let me get out of here.
All right.
Before I
check
I get,
out Embedded.
I get roped into something else.
check out.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Embedded on the 975thefanatic.com website. Tim does a great job, and we'll be reading them on ESPN.com as well. And we'll talk to Tim tomorrow on a Football Friday. Hey, let me give you this tweet, Anthony. Brendan McAndrew tweets in. He says, "Not to throw more gas on the fire, but is it possible that Deshaun maybe has the early stages of a sports hernia? It's first called a groin injury.
I know.
Now they're saying abdomen sounds like a sports hernia, which is, I mean, you know, a lot of times it's going to require surgery.
I know. Please, no. Please, God, no. But guys play with a sports hernia.
Yeah. No, you can. It just depends on how bad it gets.
Yeah, no. I the thought crossed my mind because we know all about the sports hernia from Donovan back in the day.
Uh-huh. And Jason tweets in and he says, with the Goddard injury, if they don't let that calf heal, it could turn into an Achilles issue.
Yeah.
So, and then somebody goes, CC Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. I'm not trying to, like, breed worry here at all. I'm really not.
No, listen, I understand it. I'm, you know, again, I told you you're not crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you try. They just need to get through this period. You got to be able to get through. It's
weather this storm.
It's too early to panic and paint, you know, goblins and monsters.
Yes. So my problem is the monsters are the medical staff and the training staff. That so many guys have had a hangnail and then missed a season for some one reason or another. 610-632-0975. That is Anthony Gargano. Jason Martinez, it's the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's open lines for the first. We just saw the people are on, and like it easily happens when we have a guest, people drop off. So now it's you guys, so join us. Listen, tonight you can join me at Parks Casino. Yeah, the sports book, what a spot. The sports book, $10 million, just jewel up in the Northeast. It's incredible. Bet with the best. All right, Cousins Corner tonight. My casino and choice, that's Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. And we got a couple games tonight against the NFL. I know it's a stinker, but I might have a winner for you. I think Jacksonville wins this game outright, even with the backup. Mm-hmm. That's right. They got all kinds of stuff for the weekend. Money lines and parlays and props and more on every game. Plus, Parks Casino Sportsbook has special promos running every day. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com. It's parkscasino.com. Use the promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $500. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be 21, present PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10:52 on the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. So the Tunis unearthed something that was very good. I give the Tunis tons of credit here. Last year,
right.
Carson returns against the Colts. Remember it?
Week 3.
Carson comes back. And Carson's first drive. Actually, bro, come in here for a second because this will be funny. I want the bro to come in here. Carson's first drive was a hurry up touchdown.
He scored on the first drive of every one of his pro seasons until this year.
Why? Because they went. Hurry up.
I was saying that this
tempo.
Morning. Go up tempo.
Tempo, tempo,
even
tempo,
if there's
tempo,
runs
tempo,
involved
tempo.
With it, just go up tempo.
But you know what it does? And when he goes up tempo, he's calling plays.
Are you kidding me?
He's the OC.
Are you kidding? Stop. Let him go. Let him go, Dougie. Let him go. Let him be free. Fly, Pelicans.
Fly, Pelican.
Be free. Let him free. That's where you got to adapt. See, these coaches, man, they all want to control things. And that's where Nick Foles is the perfect guy because he runs what you say. Right? Like, follow the script, Nick.
Yeah, right. He's the puppet master when it comes to Nick Foles.
But Carson's not that guy.
I'm telling you, it's got to be Night at the Improv.
Nah, he's not that guy.
It's got to be Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Well, but again, tempo.
Yep.
Let him go. You can run. You can throw it. It doesn't matter. Wrong pass. But Carson, tempo works. All right, bro. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I had to get you here because, Jason, this is unbelievable. So early in the week, we get sound from Antonio Brown. This is Antonio Brown, and don't play yet.
Shout out to my new friend.
Antonio Brown in the doctor's office. All right.
I saw the headline. So I didn't know there was audio.
Right. So you know the story.
Yeah.
The doctor. I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay.
the doctor said he's suing Brown for $11,500 for unpaid bills, but even beyond that, he's suing him, also saying the treatment was ridiculous because he was passing gas in his face.
Sensational.
So Jason and I are dying, right?
I saw the one quote from the story. It's like, I'm a doctor, and here he is passing gas in my face. I found that very unprofessional.
Right, it was unprofessional. But anyway, so, Jace, who did we reference right away?
Oh, the bro. I knew right away that you would appreciate this video more than anyone.
When I hear flatulence, I think bro.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's a flatulence man. That's a high honor.
He is. Yeah.
I mean, farts are always going to be funny.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
sort of flat out.
Yeah. So, you have kids,
you can really appreciate the fart again.
She kills me. Yeah. We had to do a gas passer. You ever hear of these things?
No.
She had really bad gas the other night.
It got locked in there, right?
Yeah, and she was like really upset. Like you could tell her stomach was really like hard. So a friend of mine's wife had sent us like a little infant care package. It was some of her favorite things.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the things is a gas passer, and it basically looks like a needle-ish, and you insert it in the butt. And it releases all the gas for the baby because they don't know how to fart yet.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They push it out. So when the gas gets released, there's like a whistle on the end of the gas passer to let you know it's been working.
It's like a teapot.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my God, really?
So yeah. Saturday night, last Friday night,
two boys.
Wipe your keister with. So we had to insert the gas passer. All of a sudden, all the gas starts pouring out and like the whistle's going.
It sounds like a train's coming by.
I was dying laughing. Dying. And she started like kind of like giggling a little bit too. It was a nice father-daughter experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Luckily, though, you don't have a boy because the boy, my little one,
packs a punch.
Likes to pass the gas when you're not paying attention. Right?
Yeah. So, wait, it's Moss?
Yeah, Mossy. Like, in other words, I'll be watching the game. He sneaks into the room, and, like, I'll turn around. Because I'm,
He's
like,
a crop duster?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, my boy doesn't crop dust. He comes in and drops it on you.
So, no, like,
on your leg.
He walks in like a ninja. Like, so I don't hear him.
He's a sideline.
Like, I'm watching the game, right? I'm on the couch watching the game. You know, by myself, my notebook, whole thing, whatever.
Comes in like SEAL Team 6.
Right?
Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
And all of a sudden, like, you know when you...
He's coming from the ceiling.
Like, you hear something, right? And you kind of turn, and I look up, and his rear end is like... He's standing on the couch.
Man, you're looking good, man. Right? Get your bum.
And the next thing you know...
That's great.
He gets you.
And then he laughs for like 2 minutes.
Oh, he's laughing.
Oh, that's great.
And he stinks, right? And I go, dude, get out, you stinky butt. Like, get out. Anyway.
No way.
Anyway. We saw the Antonio Brown story.
Good work, Moss.
And I thought of you, And since you have not heard it,
No, I haven't.
I thought, well, maybe somebody could use a laugh out there during the course of their day. So take a listen to Antonio Brown being examined in the doctor's office.
Man, my bad, dog.
Throat can't breathe.
My bad, dog.
And he's mugging for the camera.
My bad, dog. Oh, that's great. He definitely did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear him giggling, kind of.
You should see him looking at the camera.
My bad, dog.
Like, I'm going to blast this dude again.
Who's recording?
Who knows?
He had somebody record it.
Roethlisberger, I don't know.
Wait, so it's Antonio Brown's dude is just sitting there recording them?
Yeah, his handler.
Yeah.
While he's getting a body fat test.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude's twisted.
Yeah. My bad, dog.
Oh, my bad, dog. I just farted in his face.
The best is not only...
Is he bare ass?
He does it a second time.
No, he's got shorts on.
Okay.
He does it a second time.
Because that's criminal if you're bare-assed.
Yeah, no.
He does it's criminal anyway.
He does it a second time.
That's disrespect to a man who's got a doctor.
What does he say after my bad, dog?
He says... Play it again.
I'm a good
man, that was really loud, I think he said.
Yeah, here you go. Play it again.
Man, my bad, dog.
Dude, he dropped that thing into power overdrive for the second one, didn't he?
Yeah.
He blew out an O-ring.
Anyway.
That's twisted.
Beast mode.
That's twisted, man.
There you go.
I can't imagine doing that to a poor doctor.
No, that's not right. That's a violation.
Hey, Dr. Mike, can you imagine doing that to him?
Well,
I saw him the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I guess next time I'll try farting.
Wow.
See how it goes.
Yeah. Your last appointment with Dr. Mike.
No, he probably
Mike's not
it.
Putting up with that.
No, yeah. but you hadn't heard it. So
no, that's great. Thanks for sharing that with me.
We knew it would make your day.
That was a nice pick me up.
Some of our friends.
Oh my goodness,
that's awesome.
Are you worried, bro?
If they lose Sunday, I might be a little worried.
Right.
Just because the playoffs aren't good enough, you need a top two seed.
Nah, I mean
you don't need it, but you need it.
You would like one, but it's not a prerequisite.
No, but I don't want to go down to, like, let's say New Orleans ends up winning that. I don't want to go to the Dome again.
New Orleans is going to get their ass kicked this week.
I don't think they're very good.
They might not be, and Breeze is coming back to reality, yeah. I think.
They're going with the two-quarterback system this week.
Yeah, but I'd rather play, say, Dallas is,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to go to their Dome.
Right.
I want them to come to us.
Yeah.
I'm worried. Guys get a hangnail on this team and they go into witness protection.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you see the tweet from Chris Worley yesterday? Weird stuff.
No.
Practice squad player that got cut after week three tweeted out, I'm really upset with how the Eagles have handled my injury and how they're handling it. Messed up world we live in. Deleted after about 20 minutes.
Somebody made a phone call.
Weird.
Somebody called from the team called to take that down.
I'll text it to you. I screenshotted it because as soon as I saw it, I went, oh, that's going to get deleted real quick.
Really?
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
All right, that's bad.
Weird stuff.
Thanks, bro.
All right, thanks for having me in and making me laugh.
You got it, buddy.
I was the outlier coming in worrying. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.